After Yahoo's record-setting security breach, it might finally be time to get smarter about online safety. Are you ready?
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. And Yahoo is breaking records again, not the good kind. It is contending with yet another earth-shattering security breach. More than a billion accounts have been compromised. And while some hacks are beyond our control, the latest news offers yet another reminder that you can still stay one step ahead of hackers with some diligence. Let's break it down. Back with the Tech News Briefing is the Journal's Nathan Olivares-Giles. Hey, Nathan.
Hey.
So first, can you catch some of our rock-dwelling listeners up on the latest Yahoo hacking? I suspect most of them have caught wind of it this week, but just in case, would you mind offering a quick recap of what exactly happened?
Yeah, basically, Yahoo disclosed this week that 3 years ago, about a billion user accounts, that's a billion with a B, a billion user accounts, were breached, were hacked, and information from those user accounts was stolen. And that could be stuff like your email address, but also other things that pretty much everybody who has a Yahoo account has in there. So, you know, birth dates and, you know, in some cases phone numbers and things like this. And this actually followed a disclosure of about 500,000 Yahoo user accounts being compromised long ago as well. And Yahoo disclosed that, I think, back in September. So this has been a pretty lousy year for Yahoo when it comes to user safety. And in fact, Yahoo said that they believe this is the largest ever breach of its sort. So they also set a new record for being really bad about user safety.
Yeah, they have had quite a year. So let's take the next steps here in terms of how we can protect ourselves. Let's start with something that we're all used to, the security question. What should we be careful with when answering these and setting these up?
Yeah, well, you know, almost every single user account that you're going to run into is going to give you the option to use some sort of security questions to verify that you are who you are when, say, you forget your password, or you're logging into a new device that it doesn't recognize, or something like that. And these sorts of questions show up with Yahoo, they show up with Apple, they show up with Google, they show up with just about every single sort of online account you could have out there. And these questions are usually like, you know, what's your mom's maiden name? What street did you live on? You know, what's your high school, the make of your first car, things like that.
Right.
The problem with these questions is that these are the sorts of answers that someone could probably deduce if they were just to scan over your Facebook profile or your LinkedIn profile,
yeah,
or just Google your name online. So if they have your name, they have your email address, and maybe they have your date of birth and your phone number and some other stuff too, then, you know, it's probably not too hard to figure out where you went to high school or what city you got married in or something like that.
Yeah.
Given that all of these questions are pervasive and pretty much everywhere, the tips I can offer people is basically to answer them a little bit differently. I spoke with a few security experts, and they had a few different ideas. And one of the things they shared with me is basically coming up with a consistent way to answer in your own unique style. So if you make the decision to do this across all of those sorts of situations. And maybe that's something like you know, spell the answer backwards. Or if you speak another language, maybe try writing the answer in that other language. Or in place of spaces, you might add, you know, a capital X or a capital Z, and you might add one of those to the end and beginning of whatever your response is. Things like this that are going to be tough to guess, that are unique to you, that you don't share with anybody else. So this way you can still answer the question, and you can do it in an honest way, but you can also add an extra layer of security there, because it's just not something people are going to be able to figure out. What was not recommended to me in speaking with security experts and reporting this out was that anybody lie, because oftentimes the only time you run into these questions is when you're first setting up that account, and then in case of emergency when you forget your password and you need back in.
Been there.
If you lied to we've all been there, right? And if you lie to yourself at the beginning, unless you have some sort of really, you know, genius way to keep track of those lies made months or years ago in that one, you know, weird scenario, you're probably going to fake yourself out, and then that just kind of, you know, makes this useless.
Right. Unfortunately, there is no quick fix with this. So how can we be more diligent about keeping things in order and being more routine about doing so?
Yeah, there is no quick fix. That's a really good point. The recommendation that I would make to listeners is really treat this kind of the same way that you treat other things that you care about. You know, you clean, hopefully, your home or your apartment on a regular basis.
You clean
your bathroom, your kitchen on a regular basis. You probably, you know, shower and bathe your body on a regular basis. You might even wash your car on a regular basis. So just consider this kind of maintenance and upkeep. You have these online accounts. This is your identity online. And this is basically who you are on the internet. So, one suggestion from a security expert that I had spoken with was to create maybe like a quarterly calendar entry that says, you know, online and app maintenance day or something like that. And you just find some time on a Saturday morning, you take a couple hours, and you go through and you say, okay, what accounts do I have? All right, I've got Google, you know, I've got an Apple account, I've got whatever, I've got some work stuff. But have I really used that MySpace account? Has it been years? Am I really using that Yahoo account for anything other than fantasy football or whatever the case might be for you? And if you're not using that stuff, delete it. Get rid of it. And the things that you are using, we actually have what's called a one-hour safety check. It was written by my colleague Jeffrey Feller. Mm-hmm. You can find it on the Wall Street Journal's website. You can, you know, search for it online as well, and it'll come up quickly on Google and Yahoo and things like that. But basically, if you follow this one-hour safety check, you'll be able to take care of yourself. And, you know, an hour will fly by, but, you know, you'll turn on two-factor authentication. You'll make sure that your security questions have solid answers. You know, you'll go through and do the due diligence to protect yourself as much as possible. But this is kind of something that you got to not neglect because, as we're learning from this Yahoo attack, with more than a billion accounts compromised, that stuff happened years in the past. So, you know, changing your password now for Yahoo when it was attacked 3 years ago might not necessarily do you a lot of good.
We're talking the latest Yahoo security breach and online safety tips with the Journal's Nathan Olivares-Giles. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Today's episode is brought to you by OnePlus, maker of the new OnePlus 3T smartphone, the next generation of the year's best-reviewed phone. Featuring industry-leading processor speeds, 16-megapixel front and rear-facing camera, up to 128 gigabytes of storage, and a premium all-metal build. Plus, the OnePlus 3T has Dash Charge, an exclusive technology that sets a new benchmark in charging speeds. A quick half-hour charge will give you a full day's worth of battery life. Make it yours without a carrier contract at OnePlus.net.
Thank you for listening, everyone. So, Nathan, any last tips, anything we might not be thinking about that we should maybe file away for later and just make sure we put to good use?
Well, you know, aside from really forming that routine, and I do think it's important, you really need to not be afraid to walk away. You know, simply put, if you are a user of Yahoo and they're disclosing this year, you know, two major security breaches, record-setting security breaches. You know, Tumblr, which is a website that they owned, had similar issues, and they've had their own in the past, Yahoo as well. You know, if you're not using that company on a daily basis, if it's not core to your existence online, ask yourself if it's worth keeping them around.
Right.
And do this with every company that you're using, you know, whether they've been breached or not. But if you see a pattern from any company, you know, question or not whether or not you want to be a customer of that company. I think it's a fair question to ask, and the answer might be different for all of us, but don't be afraid to walk away if a company isn't taking care of your security, because, you know, the simple fact of the matter is that nobody has more at stake with your online security than you do, because it really is your information.
Right.
You know, I would say think about those sorts of things. Find that routine. Don't be afraid to walk away, and think of smarter answers to security questions. That would be the best advice I could give folks at this point.
Great tips. Really important to think about. Nathan, thank you as always.
Yeah, always a pleasure.
Thanks again to Nathan Olivares-Giles, friend of the podcast. For more, check out his story at WSJ.com/tech. As always, he breaks down everything you need to know. That wraps up this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.